Benton County Commissioner Jerome Delvin traveled to Pasco to update the Franklin County Commissioners about the recent offer to purchase the old KGH building in downtown Kennewick. The KGH building was a public facility that incurred debt while building a new hospital. It was then sold to Trios. Now LifePoint, a for-profit management entity that runs hospitals, is managing. The sale of the KGH LifePoint building comes with conditions that Benton County has agreed to, which angers Franklin County elected officials. One of those sales conditions is about treatment stays. The KGH building will house the jointly run mental health and detox facility for both counties. Here's Jerome Delvin.
LifePoint did not want more than a three-day stay at the Crisis Recovery Center if it was located there.
There is an advisory board made up of residents from each county and will make recommendations like who the provider will be and send those recommendations to both sets of county commissioners. Franklin County Sheriff Jim Raymond will serve as the law enforcement representative. During the meeting, Raymond shouted from the audience that agreements about the facility were already in place.
People from all of the Tri-Cities met. There was an agreement that KGH would be the best place for a recovery center, a one-stop recovery center. And what's happened now is Benton County commissioners have went out, they bought property, they're sitting here telling you what you can and can't do.
Raymond proposed that Franklin County run their own facility and break off ties with Benton County. The meeting grew more animated with accusations.
I've never said.
Michelle Gerber from the Benton Franklin Recovery Coalition told the commissioners,
"Time is of the essence. I hope we can work together. I hope that Franklin County and Benton County can work together. I fully support the cooperation of the two counties, and I understand it."
Gerber stated that state legislators are looking forward to this facility and don't want any further delays or funding could go to other projects. Jerome Delvin spoke to NWPB late in the evening and said he'd be open to having Benton County go on their own and not partner with Franklin County. The advisory board is set to meet on the 29th. I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.